Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to talk some baseball, though, as the Brewers get a win over the Phillies yesterday. And you get Keston Hura comes up, gets a couple of base knocks along the way. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. And at Quick Trip, they remind you that, hey, if you're a professional driver, you're cruising around out there, they first of all want to say thank you. And second of all, they want to reward you. That's right. They want to reward you. Professional drivers get rewarded for filling up your tank with new Quick Rewards fleet card from Quick Trip and Quick Star. You can receive a point for every gallon. You can earn free fountain drinks, coffee, showers with the amenities at certain locations. With just 50 gallons of diesel or CNG or DEF, you can get up to 4x point multipliers. And you can pick up a card at any Quick Trip or Quick Star diesel store or download the Quick Rewards fleet app and then track your points, track what you're getting online, all that kind of good stuff, and you're good to go. By the way, today only, $1.29 pizza slices right now with the Cheese Mountain Pizzas. They have those at over at Quick Trip and Quick Star. Stop in and grab that for yourself. Seth Evett, our National Baseball Insider from Forbes.com, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Seth, how you doing?
I am good. No longer with Forbes, by the way. I meant to tell you that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, right. You're moving all over the place. You're always going
moving
up in the world.
Yeah, that's okay. What's going on, my friend?
Well, we're just kind of, you know, waiting to see if the Brewers are going to eventually kind of take off. You know, I mean, it's been, they got off to a fast start, slowed down a bit. Now they're jostling the thing again as, you know, Keston Hura, the top prospect, comes up and looks good last night, so everybody's got him penciled in for the Hall of Fame. you know, that's the way it goes, you know, in a fast food world. But I'm just kind of watching, you know, as you and I have talked, you really don't pay attention to the standings until Memorial Day. Right?
I try not to. I watched a little of the Cubs series. I saw the Saturday game pretty extensively. I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to watch the day game between the Brewers and Phillies. That knocks out two teams that I really have affinity for, so that's easy. You know, they're not playing well. They're not playing that poorly. It's you know, it's a mishmash. And, mm-hmm. you're not playing the Nationals anymore.
Right.
Like, we have to acknowledge the opponent. I think that's the biggest thing. I didn't like what I saw on social media after the Monday night game. And all I'm thinking to myself is, you know, the Phillies are supposed to go to the playoffs, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I
right.
mean? And you're going in this weekend to play Atlanta. And I know they've scuffled so far, but there's talent there, too. So I don't know. It's just, when you look at the numbers, just watch who the opponent is. If this is going to be a team that plays 500 ball against good teams and dominates bad teams, you go to the postseason.
I find it interesting that Philadelphia, they spent all the money on Bryce Harper. We know that. But we were talking to – who were we talking to yesterday, Joe, from Philadelphia, from the Whip down there?
Joe Giglio.
My boy. That's Joe Giglio. Good buddy of mine.
Couldn't think of his name off like, top, or his last name off the top of my
Giglio,
head. I
want to screw
up. Giglio. So, and he's saying, you know, hey, look, there's obviously a marketing value down here. There's, you know, a Bryce Harper fan favorite immediately, but he's been booed by Philly fans. And I looked at his numbers and I thought, you know what?
They're bad.
will the real Bryce Harper please stand up? He's had some really good seasons. Don't get me wrong, but he's also had some pedestrian seasons, and you paid him a lot of money. Is this the real Bryce Harper?
Good batting average. He hasn't had a good batting average since 2015.
Right.
But my favorite, and I think Joe Giglio retweeted this, and that's why I saw it, is someone wrote, I have not seen Bryce Harper look this bad at the plate in his career. And all I wanted to say to that Philly person was, how many Nationals games did you see?
Correct.
Like, don't watch him for 6 weeks and say, oh, this is as bad as it gets for him. Like, he's pressing. I get it. He's pressing. He has not hit for average. He has done something with his mechanics that he's trying to drive the ball, and he's becoming a feast or famine hitter. I don't know if that's because he saw Chris Bryant have success or Aaron Judge have success, but he's trying that. I think if he shortens his swing, he can hit for average. But I'm not a hitting guru. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is you knew these numbers before you signed him, so who in Philadelphia is surprised?
My point exactly, and when you look at the strikeout numbers, as Giglio pointed out yesterday, the strikeout numbers are, they keep going up every year. They're becoming more and more and more longer, or more and more extended, and yeah, getting more and more at kind of a record pace for him. So I understand, look, you paid a lot of money off of a lot of things that he's done in the past and the expectation he could possibly give you from here on out. But, man, it looks like you're almost throwing fool's gold out there at this point, doesn't it?
Well, here's the thing. You know, a lot of people thought he was better than Trout. He's not.
No.
He's not by a long shot. Are there better players out there? Like, would you rather start a team with Jose Altuve? Probably. You could argue you'd rather have Christian Yelich at this stage in both of their careers. See, the thing about Bryce Harper that people don't forget, because he's only, I think he's 26, is he's been around since he's 18.
Right.
So he's been there for he's an eight-year veteran. Most guys, the average length of careers is 4 years. Like, he's already played eight major league seasons. He has been around for a long time. And what I think the best thing for him would be to just reassess your mechanics, because I think the talent is still there, but I think this is a mechanical thing. And, you know, Gabe Kapler supposedly knows hitting. That's what everybody tells
right.
me. You know, figure it out. Like, figure out this guy, because you have a lot invested in him. But more, forget the money. They have a lot invested in their season. And while I think they will win the National League East, they're not walking away with it. Like, you know who the contenders are by now.
Right.
You know the teams that are having good seasons. And I will make a one tangent note, which is the Kluber injury. You and I haven't spoken since.
Right.
The Kluber injury gives the Minnesota Twins daylight. Like, they now see the AL Central. So there are some drama happening. And if you're the Phillies and you think that you can win this thing just on your lineup alone without a contributing Bryce Harper, you're kidding yourself.
I mean, the Realmuto signing is actually going to end up being better. You know what I mean? Just my opinion.
They made a lot of great moves. They
right.
really didn't make a lot of great moves. And they're a good organization. I mean, they're a very healthy organization. I knew their president, who just passed away, Dave Montgomery, real well. I think it's a beautiful ballpark. I love that franchise. You know, my story about them, though, was how, as a unit, they were put together in 2011. Because I worked for them in 2011. And my thought was they were so loyal to their stars that it cost them three whole seasons. And only now are you starting to see their rebuild, when in reality, the last time the Phillies were even relevant was 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And I thought they were a great destination for Harper. I think he's happy there. I don't think there's a problem with him and the team or any of that nonsense. And if there is, then Gabe Kapler's not doing his job.
Are they still paying Howard, by the way?
I think it's like Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah. Is Ryan Howard like getting money until he's 92 or something like that?
Have you seen Ryan Howard?
Didn't he get huge?
No, he got small.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, like small.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen him, but
like scary, like
skinny small.
So obvious
that he's not juicing anymore.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's just call it what it is, right? You know.
My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
He quit eating gummies, is what you're saying.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to move over to the Central. Obviously, the Central's still very, very competitive. The Cubs are still on top. You've got the Brewers. I don't think the Reds are much, but what the Reds' run differential like freaks me out that they're this good. Their pitching's been good. Their hitting's been good. They can't stick it together. What is up with that team?
Well, it's weird. It's a young team, and they've got flashes. And what they're doing is they're playing with a lot of heart. And, you know, it's funny. They are – a lot of people that I have talked to are more high on the Reds than the Pirates. And so if the thought is that the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Brewers are still the class of the division, that the Reds are going to be the team that joins them before Pittsburgh will. Even though Pittsburgh has a decent record, you know, in the early going so far.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. I would say this. The Reds are in a pushover. So, for example, let's use the example. Minnesota's in a dogfight with Cleveland, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are going to need every win against Kansas City and the White Sox that they can get. In the Central, you're going up against two teams that are not pushovers in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And so for the Brewers, after this trip, I think they come home. Isn't Cincinnati the first opponent?
And Cincinnati is. They only play them a quick two-game series.
But you can't sleep on those games.
Right.
Because that's what decides divisions. The thing about the baseball schedule that I love, and I know someone on Twitter is going to go, oh, my goodness, Seth Everett's giving a compliment to baseball. I love the interdivisional play. I love that you play them 19 times each.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the game. Those are the games that will define whether or not you're a playoff contender or not. And the problem with the schedule is you only play the other teams just once. You know, you go once each, you know, two series. And the problem with that is those are the teams that you're competing for the two wild card positions with.
Right.
You know, what I would do is eliminate a little interleague and give me more series against them so that if you told me that the Brewers are going to play, for example, the Phillies three times instead of twice, I think from a wild card standpoint, that helps. Now, obviously, as a fan, you're saying, well, screw the wild card. I don't want the wild card. The wild card becomes your best friend when you need it.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, I got to hit to the bottom side of baseball. Are they ever going to do with the Miami Marlins? That's a pathetic franchise.
Well, it was dead on arrival, because when the Jeter Group bought the team, they were in real bad shape. That ballpark is in the wrong location.
Mm-hmm.
And so it never should have been constructed. And it was the only way they could get public money. You know what? I mean, you just saw the Bucks Arena. Like, you know what all this politics is.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the only thing that they could bet. And the only reason was because the land, it's the former site of the Orange Bowl.
Right.
Well, on a one day a week on a Saturday, you'll drive to the ends of the earth to go watch a college football game. On a Tuesday night in May, you're not driving on these ridiculous roads that their population increases are in Miami, Lauderdale, and Palm Beach. And the Marlins Stadium is in Little Havana. And it's desolate there. It's run down there. There's nothing to it. And so I would argue, and I kind of side with the Jeter Group that said, if you put Christian Yelich, Giancarlo Stanton, and Marcelo Zuna on that team, you'd maybe get 1,000 more people.
Yeah,
so
it's not like
what's the difference between their record now and what their record could have been? Like, a 10-game improvement doesn't bring a person there.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to have a 20-game improvement with no revenue streams, and their television ratings are down.
The only time I ever really found it relevant was when you're driving in from the airport, as far as their stadium goes. I mean, other than that, it was kind of there's the Orange Bowl. And I was down there one time, you know, played there, but it was like, eh, you know.
Well, I tell that story all the time about the day of the All-Star, the workout day. I got there like an hour early, and we were looking for like a Burger King or something just to eat something before we had a marathon press conference.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't something for miles.
Yeah, there's not much down there.
And like, think about Camden Yards or Coors Field or even Progressive Field in Cleveland, or what they're building in Minnesota now with Target Field. Like, all of these things that exist because the ballpark can be a base for a revenue stream, and it's like the opposite in Miami. And that's all before the team. But they fired the broadcasters. They fired a lot of the personnel that people started to like. They changed some aesthetics in the ballpark, and it's not a happy place.
Yeah.
And so all of those things, though, I would say is if you went back in time and you brought all that back, it still doesn't make a difference.
You mean that people aren't going there for the Clevelander?
the nightclub?
The nightclub.
All I know is if you're a single guy at that park and you see a girl that you like, there is a pretty good chance that you will see her again.
You'll see her again, and she's probably chasing a ball player.
Right? Like, if you walk down the concourse and you see this one girl, like, walk down the concourse again. She'll be there.
Yep. She's still just hanging out. Good stuff as always, my friend. We will talk again next week, okay?
Hey, good luck to the Bucks. Can I adopt?
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, right. The bandwagon's got plenty of room. There's big shots in it.
I'll jump on the bandwagon for 2 weeks. I'll like them for 2 weeks.
We'll welcome you. Seth, you the man. Talk to you soon.
You got it.
There you go. Seth Everett, National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.